And Representative Boyce and Miss will be from the Transportation Committee, and Mr. Tillyrod, come up, please.
Good morning. My name is Mark Rendrod. I've been a member of the various committees going back about 3 years. And in my real life, I function as the president of the Montreal, Maine and Atlantic Railway, which, as I always point out, is the red line on the map sitting on the east side there. I'm going to abbreviate my remarks because I'd rather get to questions than anything else. Generally, the port interests, I think, find this agreement acceptable. It provides for 330 acres for port development and the balance of the island, roughly 600 acres, for conservation uses of various types. The key study that was done on behalf of the Maine DOT. It is generally known as the Cornell Report, and it has been out since about last fall, I believe, and it is an extensive study as it relates to Steers Port of the market for and the requirements of the port at that place. The port would cost approximately $2 million. It would generate approximately 200 jobs.
200 million.
Sorry,
500 million.
What did I say?
2 million?
Oh, pardon.
Well, no,
what
would four of them.
Yeah. Based on tax rates and estimates, because they can only be estimates at this time, it would generate for the town of Sears for approximately, I think it's $1,650,000 in annual taxes on the fixed assets. That is, you know, the things built, you know, the wharves and the buildings and things of that nature. To the extent that there would be tax revenues that would accrue to either the state or to the town from the commercial activity that transpires within the port district, now we can only speculate at this point. I would say that this, as others have mentioned, has been going on for quite a number of years. My company was in the past the proud owner of Sears Island and was one of the people trying to develop it in the past. I would point to the very good summary report that has been written. I think it covers the points quite well. And what I would say is that from a port perspective, Sears Island and the Sears Port are uniquely sited and have unique advantages to be a good place for port expansion. There are relatively few places on the east coast of the United States where you have a combination of deep water, a protected area, and inland transportation that meets the qualifications and specifications of moving what would most likely be large volumes of containerized traffic rather than bulk materials. Bulk materials would continue to move through Mack Point, the existing port, and this would, the containers would most likely be on Sears Island. What I would say in general terms is that, you know, Maine needs the impetus in its economy. Even if all this traffic is going somewhere else, if every single box that comes and goes off the ship ends up in Chicago, the benefit to the Maine economy is still strong because the number of jobs created and the cash flow is enormous. And one must realize that, to some extent, this is going to benefit Maine shippers because they will have access to a system which otherwise couldn't be there because of offers. at the end of the day, whether anything gets built out on Sears Island, you know, there are two ways of looking at it. Can you get a permit? Well, that's one whole set of issues, and I hope that the efforts that have been put in by the JUPC and previous groups have helped to make that process somewhat easier. If you think there's going to be no opposition to the construction of a port, even if this is all approved, I think you're not looking at things realistically. But I think that we have put ourselves in a much better position. I think we have gone over most of the issues, and I'll leave you with a quote, because I think one thing that is on your minds is, do we give away two-thirds of the island and then have a firestorm of opposition when it comes to the development of the remaining third for port purposes? I can only say that I believe the people from the conservation side who participated in this process did so in good faith. But I also recognize that every conservation group was not represented. So I'll leave you the words from another politician, trust but verify.
Thank you, Mr. Enright. I recognize members of